Dear Russell, here's something very rarely mentioned in the same sentence, prize fighting and parenthood. Actually, parenting is less like prize fighting than watching boxers from a ringside seat. Life is not exactly a fight, but it can sometimes feel like we're on the ropes in a ring, alone maybe, or facing lousy odds. Personally, I've been a spectator, trainer, sometimes a cut man in your life matches. It's offered me a sense of pride, if not power. I've always been proud of you. Conversely, I've never been ashamed of you. And okay, always and never loaded words, but they're accurate. You're 26, so that means you've had almost 10,000 days of opportunities to act in ways, positive and negative, and partner, you've put up Hall of Fame numbers. Your grandma and grandpa, frankly, had occasions to feel uncomfortable, if not ashamed, of me. Of course, they forgave and forgot. With you, I would have forgiven, of course. That's part of family and love. But I don't think I forgot anything worth remembering. I know I recall your accomplishments vividly, from minor moments to momentous achievements. Gently stroking babies' heads when you were just a toddler yourself. Learning to ride a bike. Visiting an injured and hospitalized schoolmate without anyone suggesting the idea. Earning Eagle Scout, playing in band, competing in Scholastic Bowl and Geography Bs, playing baseball and keeping score at Wrigley Field like a press box veteran. All-conference basketball and state finals and track, sticking with basketball during challenging coaching in college and doing late-night radio on campus. Coming home from college when your cat had to be put down. Driving hours alone to see grandma on her deathbed. Going to law school and making a life in St. Louis. Raising your dog, passing the bar in two states. Through it all, a dad's pride has endured. But crap happens, too. Regardless of achievements, attitude, a willing nature, and a big heart. Broken finger, broken nose, other tough breaks. As a parent, that sense of pride, if not power, can swiftly transform into powerlessness. It's indescribably frustrating to witness stumbles, setbacks, disappointments, and worse, knowing there's little an outsider, even a close observer, can do to have a real effect. As I've told you in an attempt to reassure you that crap happens, yes, but life goes on, remember the ear infections that used to knock you out as a grade schooler. As a dad, I found little to do to relieve that pain. Antibiotics didn't work. There was nothing to bandage or rub or soothe. Watching was it. As someone who suffered with it, you remember that it happened, but you no longer feel that discomfort now. It's like a champ considering some past knockdown, but realizing he's not actually lying on the canvas looking up. So, look up. I'm in your corner, and it's crowded here. Love, Dad.